I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Teachers, grocery store workers. That group makes up 60 million Americans who are now eligible for a booster with 6 months after their second shot. And up to 20 million who received their earlier Pfizer shot at least 6 months ago are eligible today. So those January, February, those folks are eligible now. And I've made clear all along, the decision of which booster shot to give, when to start the shot, and who will get them is left to the scientists and the doctors. That's what happened here. And while we waited and prepared, we bought enough booster shots, and states and pharmacies, doctors' offices, and community health centers have been preparing to get shots in arms, booster shots in arms, for a while. And like your first and second shot, the booster shot is free and easily accessible. Booster shots will be available in 80,000 locations, including over 40,000 pharmacies nationwide. So, my message today is this. If you've got the Pfizer vaccine, in January, February, or March of this year, and you're over 65 years of age, go get the booster. Or if you're have a medical condition like diabetes, or you're a frontline worker like a healthcare worker or a teacher, you can get a free booster now. I'll be getting my booster shot. It's hard to acknowledge I'm over 65, but I'll be getting my booster shot. It's a bear, isn't it? I tell you, acknowledge. Anyway, but all kidding aside, I'll be getting my booster shot. I'm not sure exactly when I'm going to do it, as soon as I can get it done. Of course, millions of Americans got the Moderna and Johnson & Johnson vaccines. My message for you is this. You still have a high degree of protection. Our doctors and scientists are working day and night to analyze the data from those two organizations on whether and when you need a booster shot. And we'll provide updates for you as the process moves ahead. Again, the bottom line is, if you're fully vaccinated, you're highly protected from severe illness, even if you get COVID-19. In fact, recent data indicates there's only one confirmed positive case per 5,000 fully vaccinated Americans per day. You're as safe as possible. You're in good shape. And we're doing everything we can to keep it that way, which is where the booster comes in. So let me be clear. Yes, we've made incredible progress in vaccinating Americans, with over 182 million people being fully vaccinated as of today. But this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. And it's caused by the fact that despite Americans having an unprecedented and successful vaccination program, despite the fact that for almost 5 months, free vaccines have been available in 80,000 locations, we still have over 70 million Americans who have failed to get a single shot. And to make matters worse, there are elected officials actively working to undermine with false information the fight against
COVID-19. President Biden speaking
about
boosters today. By the way, if you are over 65 or you have an immunosuppressant, immunocompromised situation, or you're a frontline worker, you are eligible for a booster today.
KSL-FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City.
We are following other news headlines this morning, obviously, and one of them is the family of a fallen Utah Marine in Washington, D.C. right now to lay Staff Sergeant Taylor Hoover to rest.
He was one of the 13 U.S. military members killed in Afghanistan last month, and his memorial service is taking place right now at a funeral home. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary?
Amanda, we can see that service through the webcam from the Murphy Funeral Home in Arlington, Virginia. I can see the speakers at the podium through the live camera, but we cannot hear them well. We can see in the room there are huge, beautiful flower arrangements throughout. There's a large picture of the family to the side. Now, after these services, there will be the burial at Arlington National Cemetery. A procession took place earlier this week from Dover Air Force Base in Delaware. It passed through the state of Maryland before reaching that funeral home in Virginia. Utah's governor ordering all flags on state property to be flown at half-staff today. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
A woman is recovering after being shot, and a man is in jail accused of shooting her last night at a gas station in Roy. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly is live with details. Heather?
Well, Amanda, several shots were fired at a Roy gas station parking lot, and one of the bullets hit a woman in her left side. It happened around 5:30 p.m. yesterday afternoon. Police aren't releasing a lot of information at this time, but say the two people did know each other.
What that relationship is, I don't know, but they were known to each other.
Roy Police spokesman Stuart Hackworth says he doesn't know why the woman was targeted at that location, but says she was conscious and alert when officers found her. She gave the name of the man who fled the scene. Police traced him in Davis County and took him into custody. Live, Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
Coming up on KSL, political divisions, the pandemic, financial challenges. There's a lot of things stressing people out right now. Boyd Matheson joins us to tell us about a Scotsman from the 1800s who might teach us a thing or two.
And Triple Team Traffic.
Freeway's looking better now, although we do have some construction slowing in Spanish Fork. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 8:05.
A challenge each afternoon to think again.
The debt ceiling crisis. It will all be framed as,
we have to raise the debt ceiling so we can spend more.
That is a false choice.
Join an expanded Inside Sources from 1 to 3.
Tell Alexa. Play KSL News Radio.
Hi, this is Doug Wright, and we were there for the opening night at Hale Center Theater for The Secret Garden. This is one of my favorite stories of all time, ever since I was a little kid. But to see the way it was brought to life on the stage at Hale Center Theater, simply remarkable. The cast, they were just perfect. And those beautiful voices giving life to those timeless songs, you and your family will love The Secret Garden. Plus, the staging is remarkable, and the way the theater brings that Secret Garden to life, especially toward the end of the presentation. Don't miss your chance at Hale Center Theater to see The Secret Garden. And then just around the corner now, it's The Mousetrap, Agatha Christie. Make sure you've got your tickets for these two great performances, A Christmas Carol coming up, the 2022 season. Go to HCT.org, Hale Center Theater.
If you see a traffic accident and it's safe for you to text, alert us at 57500. That's the UCCU KSL text line. Love where you bank.
Hello, car donation hotline.
Hi, I'd like to donate a car to the Utah Kidney Foundation. Are you in Utah?
Awesome. Let's get some info and we'll send you a tow truck.
But I want my car donation to benefit my neighbor in Farmington who needs a transplant. Are you in Utah?
That's a nah. I'm in SoCal. But you're still donating to charity.
What charity?
Does it matter?
Yes, I want my donation to stay in Utah.
Righteous, dude. You need to call Tow Cars in Utah. Locals only, am I right?
Oh, yeah. I remember Tow Cars with a K, like kidney. It's on a billboard somewhere. TOWKARS.ORG. That's it. TowCars.org.
If you'd like your vehicle donation to help Utah kidney patients in the Beehive State, please use the web address on their billboard, TowCars.org, to donate your old car or truck. That's TOWK, like kidney, ARS. TowCars.org.
Utah's Morning News has inside sources.
We look at all the things that are on us right now, the pandemic, politics, social media pressure. There's plenty on all of our plates right now that's causing stress.
Joining us live in studio is the host of Inside Sources, Boyd Matheson. What's this have to do with a Scotsman?
a lot of us are just feeling weary.
Yeah.
There is a weariness in the country and around the world that I think is just palpable. And it's that kind of weariness that doesn't just go away with a good night's rest.
Yes.
A lot of people are greeting the dawn a little bit weary, and it progresses. He was born in 1824, George MacDonald from Scotland. And he had this most brilliant quote. He said, "It is not always required to work. There is such a thing as sacred idleness." And then he was worried. He says the neglect of which is a real concern. And so even back in the mid-1800s, he was worried that we were racing too fast, missing too much, not taking time to step back and get some perspective on things. We all have things that exhaust us and take energy, drain energy out of us during our days. And we have to make sure that we have some sacred idleness, things that actually give us energy back. And that sacred, it may be a religious or spiritual thing, or it may not. It's something that is set aside. Sacred also means to set aside,
yes.
Like your child's trust fund, your college fund. That's sacred funds you've set aside through your hard work. We need to set aside some time. So this sacred idleness isn't about narcissism. It's not about lying in a hammock. It's not about scrolling through social media. It's being very purposeful, very intentional. What's going to give me some energy back? Can be very simple things. One of my favorite sacred idleness moments is a shoe shine at the airport.
Oh, my goodness.
I love that.
It's rest that rests your soul.
Yeah, that's right. And it can be music. It can be art. It can be a walk. It can be anything. But it needs to be intentional and purposeful because, again, a lot of us are just weary. Mm-hmm. We're just weary. And I think having these kinds of conversations and recognizing we don't always have to be on the rat race and in the chase of all of those things. There is such a thing as sacred idleness. We don't always have to be pressing and stressing. We can step back, get rejuvenated and renewed, and keep everything moving forward.
Brilliant. Just brilliant.
With that, I'm done for the day.
Thank you, Boyd. Thank you.
Enjoy
Boyd.
Your weekend.
Thank you so much.
Boyd's coming back, of course, 1 to 3 this afternoon. Inside Sources each weekday here on KSL News Radio. Time for us to get another look at Triple Team Traffic. It's brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Here's Andy.
And northbound 15 looks great through Salt Lake County until you get into South Salt Lake, and then you have a little bit of delay if you're in the right lane looking to turn on to eastbound I-80. Bangor Highway, all lanes are open, but we've got delays still in place from Parkway Boulevard to the 21st South Freeway from when we had an earlier crash affecting drivers. No issues coming out of Tooele from Tooele City onto I-80 and into the valley. Aubrey?
Well, if you're in Syracuse right now on Antelope Drive and 2000 West at that intersection, you're going to see some pretty heavy delays there. There is a fire that is affecting road conditions if you're traveling eastbound, especially. So give yourself some extra time, especially if you're trying to get over to the elementary school close there. And if you're on I-15 right now, it's looking really good from Ogden all the way into downtown Salt Lake. No delays that I'm seeing. Eric?
Southbound I-15 in Spanish Fork, very slow at the south end of town, heading down to about 900 South. That's because of lane restrictions due to road construction. On the northbound side, where we did have some delays earlier, much earlier this morning, things are running smooth from Payson to Point of the Mountain. That's your typical 28-minute drive time. And you do have your typical slowing eastbound 2100 North approaching Saratoga Road. Get 0% APR on balance transfers and purchases up to 6 months, plus low rates and rewards with a new credit card from Cypress Credit Union. For details, visit cypresscu.com. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines and back over to you, Grant.
Enjoy these nice warm days while we got them. Sunshine today, high temperatures up to 80 and tomorrow 83. And mostly sunny. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
What a beautiful morning out there. Nothing but sunshine and 54 degrees.
Coming up in just a moment, we'll hear more about the air rage incidences on our airlines, and the numbers are going up, and they want the punishments to fit the seriousness of what's happening, they being the airlines. More on that ahead on KSL News Radio.
We'll do it next at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, and thanks again for riding along. Tim and Amanda on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news. Hey, if you're in the market to sell your home in the Salt Lake or Ogden area, times are changing, in case you haven't noticed that. So much is being done these days online, including, and you may not have been aware of this, including selling your home at a place called opendoor.com.
Opendoor.com. I went online to opendoor.com, not because we were in the market to sell our home just yet, but I was curious what it was worth. What kind of an offer would they give me? So I just went to their website, opendoor.com. You enter your address. You answer a few questions, tell them a little bit about your house, like how many bathrooms you have and whatever. And then they make you an offer in just a few minutes. And I just wanted to find out what my home was worth. It was fascinating.
And by the way, you get to do it this way without all of the hassles, which start with the hurdles of just listing the property. And then once you get it out there, you start to worry about having to make repairs yourself, doing prep work, having all of the showings that are required because you want to sell. You can avoid all of that by just logging on to opendoor.com. Do it today. Get your free offer at opendoor.com/myoffer.
Offer eligibility varies. Open Door is represented by Open Door Brokerage, Inc., license 02061130 in California, and Open Door Brokerage, LLC, in its other markets.
Lose that summer vacation weight quickly and reset your metabolism with NJ Diet. NJ Diet uses new technology that consists of hair and saliva sampling to customize a personal weight loss program just for you. They contractually guarantee that you will shed 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. NJ Diet is a hormone detoxification system that evaluates and targets each individual person's needs, then balances your hormones where the side effect is weight loss. Then NJ Diet utilizes DNA testing to create your personal diet plan and workout regimen so you can keep that weight off. Full supervision is provided every step of the way, and you even get a doctor's personal email and phone number. NJ Diet is all natural, which means no shots, no hormones, no prepackaged foods, and no surgery. They're at the Sugar House Center in Salt Lake and around the world with live online video consultations. Call 855-5-NJ-DIET. That's 855-5-NJ-DIET, or log on to njdiet.com to lose that weight for good. That's njdiet.com.
Hey, let's talk about diamonds. Selecting a diamond for an engagement ring is not an everyday experience. It's an important purchase, and at Shane Company, we make it informative and fun. And honestly, it's easy. Cut, color, clarity, and carat weight are important. They're your four C's. But here's the deal. At Shane Company, we won't just tell you our diamonds are more beautiful. We'll show you. Come in to compare a Shane Company diamond side by side with a non-Shane Company diamond in the same grade. You'll see for yourself that our diamond has more beauty and sparkle. You'll be blown away when you see that two diamonds in the exact same grade can look so different. Our diamond experts examine each diamond individually and hand select each diamond for its beauty. Whether you're shopping in person or online, we have the same rigorous selection process for all the diamonds we sell. Visit us today. You'll have the confidence to pick the diamond that's perfect for you.
Now you have a friend in the jewelry business, Shane Company and ShaneCo.com.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:16. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Utah Marines Staff Sergeant Taylor Hoover being laid to rest today in Arlington National Cemetery in Virginia. He was one of 13 U.S. service members killed in an airport terrorist attack in Afghanistan last month. I'm KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt.
Second, the Ironman World Championships are being moved from Hawaii to Utah. The race will now take place in St. George because of the travel restrictions in the islands.
Third, if you're still making your way in this morning, we've got an eye on your road ahead. Let's get a look brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home.
Traffic on I-15 looks good. Both directions now coming into Salt Lake City. Some earlier slowdowns on South 15 in downtown are gone. And Bangor Highway delays finally cleared as well. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
80 degrees, lots of sun. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now it's 55 degrees.
With KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden is due to speak at the White House and address the nation regarding the pandemic. A person with knowledge of his speech tells ABC it will focus not just on coronavirus vaccine boosters, but on the need to get unvaccinated people vaccinated. Thursday, the CDC issued its guidelines on who can get a third dose of Pfizer shot.
The CDC's scientific advisors said a third Pfizer dose was needed mainly for older people, but CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said the nation's public health needs would be best served by also including adults at high risk because of their job.
Absolutely, Dr. Walensky made absolutely the right call.
Dr. Ashish Jha, the Brown University School of Public Health, told ABC News third shots begin immediately.
People who have gotten Pfizer can start getting their boosters probably today.
Moderna's booster authorization is expected soon. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Former President Trump's final chief of staff, Mark Meadows, his former political advisor, Steve Bannon, and longest-serving aide, Dan Scavino, were among those subpoenaed by the House committee investigating the January 6th insurrection. More from ABC's Rachel Scott.
Congressman Adam Schiff says that they will use the Justice Department if necessary to enforce these subpoenas, but Trump is already vowing to fight this. And this does mark a significant turning point in the congressional investigation into January 6th.
Former president calling it harassment. The House voting on a measure today that would guarantee every woman's right to an abortion. This in response to a new Texas law that greatly limits abortion access in the state. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says it's the constitutional right of women.
We will have today a vote for women
a vote for respect for women, a vote for decency.
Faces an uphill battle in the Senate. The longest-serving Senate Republican, Chuck Grassley of Iowa, announced he'll run for re-election next year at age 89, and the investigation into Thursday's shooting at a Tennessee Kroger that killed one person continues. You're listening to ABC News.
Let's go in depth here. With 3 months still to go in 2021, there have already been more than 4,000 reports of air rage on board flights in the U.S.
ABC's Gio Benita says flight attendants are taking their stories to Capitol Hill to try and get some help.
The in-flight confrontation seen over America's skies, making their way to Capitol Hill.
If we continue at this rate, there may be more incidents in 2021 than in the entire history of aviation.
Members of Congress hearing from flight attendants on the front lines of unprecedented air rage. Just last week, a couple told to get off a plane in Fort Lauderdale because of a mask issue.
You gave me one warning because my neck pillow pulled it down. Turn around. Turn around. Face everybody, Frank.
Passenger on a Delta flight from L.A. to Nashville, forcing the plane to divert to Albuquerque. Other passengers and crew members restraining him, carrying him to the back.
Feels like flight attendants have become the target for all kinds of frustration.
Flight attendant Teddy Andrews remembered one of his encounters.
He said, N-word, I don't have to listen to a damn thing you say. This is a free country. I was completely taken aback. I didn't know what to say, but he continued. You heard me, N-word boy.
Since the start of the year, the FAA has received more than 4,300 reports of unruly passengers. Nearly 3,200 of them are people refusing to wear masks. The FAA says there are signs of a decline in incidents because of its zero tolerance policy, but that case numbers are still too high.
The story where they said we could have more reports in a single year than there have been in the entire history, flight history. Of aviation.
That's, isn't that something?
Crazy. And that is the in-depth at 15 and 45.
Let's get another look at Triple Team Traffic now brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. And we start with you, Andy.
Amanda, traffic through Salt Lake County is finally getting back to the peaceful Friday morning looking drive we're used to. I-15 all clear of delays, as is I-80 out of Tooele. Earlier slowdowns on Bangor are now gone from 21st South, but 5400 South still a bit busy as you head east through Taylorsville towards Redwood Road. Aubrey?
Well, we do still have a fire affecting the roadway in Syracuse on Antelope Drive and 2000 West. That intersection there, you're going to see some big delays. Also, if you're on I-15, things are looking pretty good there. Seeing a little bit of slowing as you come into downtown Salt Lake around 600 North. But that's pretty much it for I-15 and 12th Street in Ogden. It's pretty slow as you're trying to get onto I-15 there. Eric?
It looks like the southbound slowdowns in Utah County are finally starting to break loose and get back to normal speed. You still have a touch of it on the south end of Spanish Fork as you head towards 900 South and the Benjamin area. But right now, that's a major improvement over what was pretty much all morning long, and that's all because of road construction. I-15 northbound from Santaquin to Point of the Mountain, 30 minutes of drive time. No problems heading north on Redwood Road this morning. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Boy, is your weekend going to be spectacular. Grant's here with your 7-day forecast.
Nice day out there, sunshine and up to 80 degrees today. Tomorrow, 83 and mostly sunny. And we're going to have a great weekend. It gets even warmer Sunday. We're up to 85 and again, mostly sunny. 84 is going to be the high on Monday. Again, lots of sunshine. A few more clouds Tuesday and a high of 82. And then it cools down with rain coming on Wednesday. The high that day, 70. And only 69 on Thursday with more scattered showers. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Let me see where we are right now. In Provo, 51 degrees. Logan, 46. Ogden, 52. Salt Lake, 55 degrees. And it's the day before game day. Oh, I do. I love fall for so many reasons. I love the cooler temperatures. I love the leaves. And I do love college football. Tomorrow night, it's BYU, Southern Florida. The kickoff is, what, 8:15, I think? Is that right?
Yeah, they say 8:15. That's usually the coin toss, so it happens around 8:30. But it's late again.
And then 6 o'clock is when the pregame starts, though, right here on KSL News Radio. Pregame brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. And then you're up on the hill. What time is the kickoff up there for Utah?
12:30.
12:30.
Yeah, it's going to be nice. Utes forever have been playing those late-night games, and it's tough to get out of the stadium at midnight and then fight the traffic to get home.
Oh, yeah.
But it'll be a beautiful day tomorrow, and Grant has promised us great weather for all of the games, including the 10 o'clock kick for Utah State. The Aggies are playing at home.
That'll be great, too.
KSL News Time now, 8:23.
It's time for Utah Gives Back, a story about Utahns helping those in need.
Senior centers throughout Utah are all about connection, wellness, and activities to keep those 60 and older healthy. They are one of the most important resources of our aging community and have more to offer than you might think. The Brigham City Senior Center is one of many that offer educational programming, counseling, health promotion, recreational activities, and volunteer opportunities. Those who come enjoy interacting with others, learning new skills and talents, or being connected with other community resources. Senior centers keep participants healthy by offering exercise facilities, blood pressure checks, and nutritious meals. Many provide classes like fall prevention to help seniors master their fear of falling to keep them confident and active. Research shows that older adults who participate in senior center programs experience measurable improvements in their physical, social, emotional, mental, and economic well-being. To find a senior center near you, visit utah.gov. That's utah.gov. Select Health recognizes the constant support of Brigham City Senior Center as another example of how Utah gives back.
Utah Gives Back is brought to you by Select Health, your local not-for-profit health insurance company.
Do you need cash now? Your car is worth more money than ever before during Volkswagen Southtown Sell High Sale. They're paying thousands more than ever for cars like yours. Visit VWSouthtown.com for details.
Every time we run our free furnace sale, people wonder, what's the catch? What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and I understand this sounds too good to be true, but let me remind you how our free furnace sale works. When you have Any Hour Services install a new Carrier air conditioner, we'll give you a new Carrier furnace for just the cost to install it. About $400. The furnace is free. You just pay the labor. I guess if you're looking for a catch, the catch would be you have to buy an air conditioner, but I don't know if you can call it a catch because we say it in every ad. To me, catch implies we're trying to trick you or something's hidden. I tell you what, if you want to find out for yourself if our free furnace sale is for you, we'll come to your house for free and show you exactly what the price would be and how much you can save. Again, when you have Any Hour Services install a new Carrier air conditioner, we'll give you a new Carrier furnace for just the cost to install it. About $400. The furnace is free. You just pay the labor. Our schedule fills up fast when we're running this promotion, so don't hesitate. Call today, 801-443-7400. You can Google Any Hour Services. You can even schedule online at anyhourservices.com.
The Age of Empowerment is here at the Free Senior Expo by Ageably. Join us September 29th and 30th at the Davis Conference Center in Layton, or October 7th and 8th at the Mountain America Expo Center in Sandy. Find resources for older adults, connect with trusted providers in your local area, attend workshops, and get free health screenings so you can live a happier, healthier life now and plan for the future. Learn more at seniorexpo.ageably.com. Sponsored by Intermountain Healthcare and Select Health.
Don't miss Seagulls. Don't miss Seagulls Celebrating Soul Sisters event all weekend. There'll be incredible discounts and fun giveaways, including free Soul Sisters pins and a $150 sweet salt shopping spree given away at each Seagull location. You'll also save 40% on any one sweet salt clothing item. Drop by any Seagull book all weekend for a free gift just for coming in. Don't miss Celebrating Soul Sisters this weekend at Seagull. Live inspired for less.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by Trajan Wealth. New York City has passed sweeping legislation aimed at protecting workers who utilize app-based food delivery services like Grubhub and DoorDash. The legislation includes disclosure of gratuity policies and guarantees that workers get their tips. They must also be paid once a week.
We've got a mixed bag right now on the markets. The Dow has turned positive by about 33 points. That's a tenth of a percent. The S&P is also up just 2, but the NASDAQ's still in the red this morning. It's off 55.
Are you one of the millions of homeowners who haven't refinanced yet? If so, I'm here to tell you it's not too late. Hi, I'm Wesley Hogan with Westland Financial. Although the lowest rates may be in our rearview mirror, as the economy recovers from the biggest economic shock of our lifetime, rates still remain near historic lows. In fact, with the dramatic increase in home values, this may be the perfect time to put that new home equity to work. Take advantage of our cash-out refi program and pay off high-rate credit cards, car loans, or other high-interest rate debt. Or finally make those home improvements you put on hold for so long. Best of all, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right. Whether it's a conventional, FHA, or VA loan, we'll pay for your title, settlement, lender, and recording fees. So call Westland at 888-455-3669. That's 888-455-3669. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. 888-455-3669.
NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Dave and Dujanovic are following this story deeply.
They're very, very young.
And obviously, this has taken a turn for the worse.
Toxic relationships, we hear about them.
Asking the questions you're asking, getting answers.
Listening to that 911 phone call was the first time I'd heard that Brian had slapped Gabby.
Brian appears abandoned Gabby in the middle of nowhere. All kinds of red flags.
They were in the wrong relationship.
Listen all this week between 9 and noon to KSL News Radio.
This week's movie show, today's movie show brought to you by My Hearing Centers. Learn about the amazing new Signia X hearing aid and find out how you could win a free pair from My Hearing Centers.
KSL News Time is 8:29. Time for Triple Team Traffic here. Brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Let's go back to Andy.
And Tim, through Salt Lake County, I-15, all clear of delays for northbounders. I-215, no problems looping around the south belt or the west side. And it looks good coming out of Tooele on I-80 and 21st South right now. Aubrey?
Well, right now we do have a crash on 12th Street in Ogden, just right around 1200 West. It's right as you're trying to get onto the freeway in North Ogden area. And we do still have a fire affecting the roadway in Syracuse, Antelope Drive in 2000 West. I-15 moving at great speeds, 30 minutes from Ogden to downtown. Eric?
I-80 through the mountains looking good this morning. No accidents or delays. But if you're entering Park City from US 40, westbounders are going to run into some usual slowing on Kearns Boulevard as you get closer to town. I-15 in Utah County, northbound, southbound. That's looking good. Finally, after the earlier construction and lane restrictions and pace and everything is rolling at normal speeds. The biggest free labor sale is happening now at Ogden's Flooring. The latest styles and colors at the lowest prices of the year. Free installation and lifetime labor warranty included. Visit ogdensflooring.com. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, and we have a beautiful day in store. Back to you, Grant.
Sunshine up to 80 degrees today. Really nice out there. Tomorrow gets even warmer for the weekend. Tomorrow's high 83 and sunshine. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon. Listen on the KSL News Radio app.
Brought to you by PC Laptops.
And in your car at 102.7 FM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:30.
It's 55 degrees.
Traffic looking good on our freeways once again. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
KSL's top story this hour.
The Outdoor Retailer Show might be looking to leave Denver, and Utah's governor says they should come back to Salt Lake City.
We invite you back, and we'll take great care of you.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards has more from near the Salt Lake Convention Center.
Some of the attendees and companies told the Deseret News they don't like going to Denver anymore. It's too far away from the mountains and the outdoors, and it's expensive. Now Governor Spencer Cox has this video explaining the way Salt Lake City is better for the trade show.
Salt Lake has a brand new $4.2 billion international airport. A new 700-room Hyatt Regency Hotel is being built directly into the Salt Palace Convention Center.
The governor also goes through the ways the state is working on protecting public lands. The outdoor retailers say they left in 2017 because of the controversy over bears' ears. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
The Utah Marine killed in Afghanistan during the U.S. military withdrawal is being laid to rest today. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt reports. He'll be buried in Arlington National Cemetery in Virginia.
Family and friends laying Marine Staff Sergeant Taylor Hoover to rest in a private ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery today. Sergeant Hoover was one of 13 U.S. service members killed in a terrorist attack at the Kabul airport during the military withdrawal from Afghanistan. Hoover was a 2008 graduate of Hillcrest High School and lived in Daggett County. There's no doubt he was loved by his family and his community.
Governor Spencer Cox has ordered flags to be lowered to half-staff in honor of Hoover's service.
KSL's top national stories this hour. The GOP-led audit of the 2020 presidential election in Arizona has come to an end, and the results are going to be publicly announced today. A draft copy of the report obtained by several news outlets says that the number of votes cast by President Joe Biden went up after the hand recount. Coming up in the KSL In-Depth in about 10 minutes, we'll take you live to Phoenix and get an update on this story.
We're also following a developing story this hour. President Biden just wrapped up speaking to the nation about the Pfizer booster shots, which are available starting today for people over 65, those in high-risk categories, and frontline workers. But he also says we still need to focus on people who haven't gotten their vaccine at all.
Three-quarters of the eligible have gotten at least one shot, but one-quarter has not gotten any. And in a country as large as ours, that's 25% minority can cause an awful lot of damage. And they are causing a lot of damage. The unvaccinated overcrowd our hospitals, overrunning emergency rooms and intensive care units, leaving no room for someone with a heart attack or a cancer operation needed to get the life-saving care because the places where they would get that care are crowded. They are not available.
The president says he will be getting his booster shot soon.
For the first time in 40 years, the full-distance Ironman World Championship will not be held in Hawaii. It's moving to Utah instead. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly is live with the details. Heather?
The race consists of swimming, biking, and running, and covers 140.6 miles. And it will be held in St. George. The move from Hawaii comes after COVID restrictions in that state canceled the competition for the second year in a row. Just last week, St. George hosted a half Ironman World Championship, going 70.3 miles. This year's full Ironman will actually take place in May of 2022, and local Washington County officials tell the St. George Spectrum they're excited to host the international event. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
The boyfriend of Gabby Petito is officially on the run from law enforcement because an arrest warrant has been issued for Brian Laundrie. ABC's Alex Stone has more.
Brian Laundrie, a fugitive today. An arrest warrant out, but not for Gabby Petito's homicide. He's been indicted by a grand jury in Wyoming for allegedly using a debit card and PIN that didn't belong to him to withdraw at least $1,000 after Petito's death. That's enough to allow the FBI to arrest him if they find him, and they can hold him while they continue to investigate her death. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Coming up on KSL, the congressional investigation into the Capitol riot on January 6th is heating up.
Plus, triple team traffic.
Still clear on I-15 now that we've gotten clear of crashes and construction. It's a pretty smooth drive once you get to any of your freeways. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 8:35.
Dave.
Compensation, training, resource. Those are the things that teachers need.
Dujanovic.
Teacher shortage, classrooms across Utah are quite crowded.
Catch Dave and Debbie at their new expanded time.
Between 9 and noon.
Tell your favorite smart speaker. Play KSL News Radio.
Are you a business owner or HR rep? Does your company offer health insurance to your employees? If so, how do you know if you're getting the best deal on employee benefits? Every company works with a benefit broker who offers insurance plans. But did you know that a benefit broker makes more money when you spend more? Brokers are not only incentivized to steer you to more expensive insurance plans, but the more quotes they get, the harder they have to work, and the less money they make. Most brokers get quotes from a few insurance companies, or they recommend you renew as is. They don't do the extra work to get you the best deal. Either way, they get paid. What if you could save 10%, 20%, or more, but you don't know it? No one should have to wonder if they're getting the best deal on employee benefits. My name is Keith with Magellan and Linden. We're a different kind of benefit broker that offers a best plan, best price guarantee. Unlike other brokers, we get quotes from every insurance company, every year. It forces insurance companies to compete for your business and offer the best deal possible. We'll show you all your options, help you weigh the pros and cons, and then you'll feel confident to make the right choice for your company. Here's what you do. Step one, visit shopmyplan.com. Step two, we get you free quotes with no strings attached. Step three, if you like what you see, let's work together. Step four, you get the best plan at the best price. Your employees will be happy because they have great insurance. Your bank account will thank you because you got a great deal. If your benefits broker isn't getting quotes from every insurance company every year, you're probably paying too much. That's money that could make a big difference to your business, your employees, and your bottom line. You've got nothing to lose, so visit shopmyplan.com today to get the best deal on employee health insurance. That's shopmyplan.com. Again, shopmyplan.com. Let's save you some money. Visit shopmyplan.com today.
Hey, as you get your day started, one of the stories we're going to keep an eye on today, Governor Spencer Cox throwing his weight now behind an effort to get the outdoor retailer show back to Salt Lake City.
We invite you back, and we'll take great care of you.
It's estimated that when they made their 20-year run here, it would bring as much as $100 million into the Utah economy.
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Wow.
The congressional investigation into the Capitol riot is heating up with subpoenas being issued. Several people from former President Trump's inner circle are being asked for documents and depositions.
In letters to Bannon and Scavino, the committee writing, quote, there's reason to believe that they have information relevant to understanding the important activities that led to and informed the events at the Capitol. And writing to Meadows, the panel saying, quote, it appears you were with or in the vicinity of President Trump on January 6th. End quote. The investigation has credible evidence of your involvement in the events within the scope of the Select Committee's inquiry.
ABC's Mona Kosar Abdi reporting from Washington, D.C.
It is a big weekend for college football fans in the state. You can watch it really from sunup to sundown and beyond. We'll kick things off tomorrow morning at 10. The undefeated Utah State Aggies will host the Boise State Broncos in Logan.
Then at 12:30, the Utah Utes host the Washington State Cougars at Rice-Eccles Stadium.
And, of course, the nightcap game features the 15th-ranked BYU Cougars.
Never in the 99 years since BYU began playing official college football have the Cougars opened back-to-back seasons with 4 wins and 0 losses. No, not even in the storied Lavelle Edwards era, but with a win over South Florida on Saturday, the Cougars can accomplish that feat and make history in the Kalani Sitake era.
KSL Sports anchor Spencer Linton says the Cougars are heavily favored in this game. KSL Radio's pregame show coverage of the BYU game will start tomorrow night at 6.
That's going to be exciting. 8:39, let's get another look at Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. And how about now, Andy?
Amanda, right now traffic through Salt Lake County has cleared out on all of our freeways. Right now, just looking at the remnants of a crash on 700 East, just north of 33rd South. Not really any factor in traffic any longer. It looks much better on the west side of the valley as well. Bangor 56 West, 201 and I-80. Aubrey?
I-15 is looking great from Ogden into downtown Salt Lake City right now. I am seeing a little bit of slowing, mostly on the city streets right now, as people try to make their ways towards elementary schools and Kaysville Main Street, Farmington Main Street. Those are a little bit slow. And we do still have that fire in Syracuse that's affecting the roadway on Antelope Drive and 2000 West. Eric?
Aubrey Withridge, it looks a little bit busy if you're exiting Utah County I-15 in Orem at University Parkway. A little bit busy on the eastbound side as you work your way over towards State Street. And you've got some congestion down in Provo 500 West between Center Street and 800 North. I-15, though, right now looking good northbound, southbound throughout the county. Buy your snowbird season pass by September 30th for just $50 down for their 50th season. Buy today at snowbird.com. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Just a carbon copy of yesterday, and we'll repeat it again tomorrow. Here's Grant.
Great looking day out there with the sunshine and temperatures climbing up to about 80 degrees. It'll be pretty nice, just a little warmer than it was yesterday. Tomorrow, more sunshine and a great looking day again, 83. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Boy, Manti still has a report of 37 degrees there. 47 in Park City and 55 in Salt Lake.
We're finally getting the results of that recount in Arizona. We'll take you live to Phoenix and talk with our reporter there, Peter Seymour, in a moment here on KSL News Radio.
Stay with us at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, and thanks for riding along. It's Tim and Amanda to get you to the weekend on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Troy, I beat S'more Summer. You're welcome.
What's S'more Summer? Why do you look so terrible?
A legend that if you eat more s'mores in one day than there are days of summer, you get 2 more weeks of summer weather.
So it's some weird Groundhog Day challenge then.
With more dry heaving, some not so dry.
How many days of summer are there again?
92.
You ate 92 s'mores?
Look, if I have to Stay Puft stuff myself to get us even 1 extra hour of camping season, I'll die trying.
It's a lot easier to extend your camping season if you just take an RV. Payments start as low as $145 OAC on select RVs.
Just make sure the cause of death is smoverdose.
Smoron. Celebrate summer forever at Bish's RV. Right now, it's easier than ever to extend your summer fun with fall camping in an RV. Get payments starting as low as $145 per month on select RVs and no payments for 90 days on approved credit. And extra value added on top of every trade. Only at Bish's RV in Salt Lake at the previous Access RV, where memories begin.
Life has taught you many lessons, like not to put off the important stuff, spending quality time with your family, asking your uncle to share stories from the old days, telling your spouse that you love them. Cigna wants you to know the same goes for your annual checkup. Yearly preventative care and screenings can help detect health issues before they become bigger and more difficult to treat. With doctor's offices keeping things safe, it's a great time to call and make that appointment. It's also a great time to stay connected with those important people in your life. But if you're having trouble getting back out there or not feeling like yourself, that's something you can talk to your doctor about. Hug your family today and schedule your annual checkup today, because life has taught you well.
Benefit options vary by plan and service area. Contact the plan for details and availability of these services. You must resign the plan service area. Cigna is contract with Medicare for PDP plans, HMO and PPO plans in select states and with select state Medicaid programs. Enrollment in Cigna depends on contract renewal.
How would you like up to a guaranteed 10% growth on your retirement income and up to a 10% bonus up front? That's right, up to 10% per year and an upfront bonus just for opening an account. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth, and if you have money dying in the bank, an IRA or a 401k, guarantee it and allow it to grow up to 10% per year for your retirement income. Do the math, and you'll guarantee to double your money in 10 years, which you can use for lifetime retirement income. Did I mention the up to 10% bonus on top of that just for opening an account? Call Trajan Wealth to learn how. These are the highest guarantees that I know of, and you can't afford to miss it. With an up to 10% bonus just for opening an account, it's not going to last long. Call Trajan Wealth today, 801-899-7600, 801-899-7600, or visit us online at TrajanWealth.com.
The news guarantees are based on the claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company.
Excuse me. The news is sponsored by Trajan Wealth.
KSL News Time, 845. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Utah's governor trying to get the Outdoor Retailers Show back to Salt Lake City. The contract expires in Denver next year, and there appear to be some complaints about that city. I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
Second, the Utah Marine killed in Afghanistan during the U.S. military withdrawal is being laid to rest today. Marine Staff Sergeant Taylor Hoover is being buried in a private ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery.
Third, a check of that drive is brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home.
Well, after a few hiccups, we're finally looking like a typical Friday drive with light traffic on all of our freeways and city streets pretty calm for the most part. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Now, the nice one, sunshine up to 80. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 57 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
President Biden said that since he's over 65, he will get a booster shot of a COVID-19 vaccine. That's a day after the CDC recommended boosters of the Pfizer shot for those over the age of 65, at high risk, or frontline workers. President called on more Americans to get vaccinated.
We're on track to administer 24 million shots in arms in September. So please, do the right thing.
The president also said that images of border agents confronting migrants were beyond an embarrassment, but also dangerous and wrong. On Thursday, the U.S. returned over 500 Haitian migrants to Haiti, despite calls from many, including Democrats, to end that practice. The House voting today on a bill that would guarantee every woman's right to an abortion. It's in response to a law in Texas that limits abortion access, likely to face a tough road in the Senate. Four members of former President Trump's inner circle subpoenaed by the House committee that's investigating the January 6th insurrection. Former president called it harassment. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. The presidential election audit that has been taking place for months in Arizona has finally come to an end.
And some results have already been leaked to news outlets showing President Biden gained votes during the hand count. Joining us live from Phoenix with more on this story is KTAR reporter and our friend Peter Seymour. Hello, Peter.
Hello, Amanda. Hello, Tim. Good morning.
So do we know what the result is now?
Well, according to Cyber Ninjas, the independent firm that was contracted by state Senate Republicans here in Arizona to conduct this hand recount of the 2020 general election in Maricopa County, it now says, this, again, this is a leaked report. I need to stress that the official results will come out today. Donald Trump lost 261 votes and Joe Biden gained 99 votes, keeping the distance between them at about 42,000 votes in the election. And by the way, Joe Biden won the state by about 10 or 11,000 votes back in November. So really there, according to the report, even no substantial differences between the hand count of the ballots provided and the official canvass results for the county.
This was just Maricopa County. I noticed there was a price tag on it of about $5.7 million. And I'm curious, Peter, were voters in Arizona that you could tell supportive of this effort or not?
It depends on who they voted for, really. The Democrats were saying there's no reason to do this. This is all just a charade and it's a fundraising effort, as you alluded to there. But the Republicans who supported Donald Trump said, we need this. What is the county so afraid of? Of course they should be doing this recount, and the results will vindicate everything was done, properly and orderly, if they were indeed that. And of course, now Cyber Ninjas is saying, well, the counting was pretty much spot on. There are a few other issues that the county should do to improve things. So it really just depended on what side you were. County supervisors, of course, weighing in immediately on this, saying, this should prove that everything is correct. But of course, there are some supporters of Donald Trump and now Donald Trump himself who will not let go.
So what are you hearing from the former president?
He sent out an email this morning and he said the fake news media, and I quote, is already trying to call it again for Biden before actually looking at the facts, just like they did in November. The audit has uncovered significant and undeniable evidence of fraud. That's not even what's being reported in the draft report. The final report is supposed to be presented to the Arizona State Senate today at 2 o'clock Mountain Time, 1 o'clock Arizona time. We'll see if there are any differences between this leak and between the final report that's going to be in legislators' hands today.
All right, Peter. Of course, Peter spent years in our own newsroom here in Salt Lake City, and we miss him, but I'm sure they love your work down there in Phoenix. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, you too. It's great to hear your voices.
Yours as well, Peter. Thank you. That's KTAR reporter Peter Samar. We'll stay in touch with him for the final results as well. Here on The In-Depth at 15 and 45.
Let's get another look at how the roads are doing, hopefully winding down this Friday morning, winding down the week. Triple Team Traffic is brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. What's it looking like, Andy?
Well, it's not terrible. If you're going through Salt Lake County, I-15, I-215, and I-80 are all clear of delays. I'm seeing just a bit of slowing on 56th West, just north of that new overpass over the railroad tracks going up towards I-80 in West Valley. And it's a little bit busy still along the west side of the valley, just off Mountain View, 4100 South, having some troubles right now over by 60th West. Some backups both on the westbound and on the northbound side of that intersection. Aubrey?
Well, Weber and Davis counties, I-15 is moving right along there as well. No delays that I'm seeing. Highway 89 and Legacy Parkway both have been looking great all morning. It's mostly the city streets right now that are a little bit slow, and especially in Syracuse at 2000 West on Antelope Drive. There's a fire there that's affecting the roadway, especially eastbound drivers. Eric?
Heading north on the 215 eastbound looks good. Foothill Drive this morning, really no major problems, just a slight bit of congestion approaching 1300 south as you head up towards the university. I-80 out into the mountains, that's in great shape. And I-15 Utah County, after kind of a rough start in the Payson area, Payson Spanish Fork, right now you're at normal speeds throughout. Ready for a kitchen update? Shop local at Durden's Appliance in Bountiful and pay the same or less than the national chains. Durden's, brands you know, at prices you'll love. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And let's look ahead to that 7-day forecast now. Over to you, Grant.
Highs up to 80 today and a lot of sunshine. We're going to keep it going through the weekend. 83 tomorrow, mostly sunny, and up to 85 on Sunday. Again, lots of sun. 84 Monday and mostly sunny skies. And then we'll get more clouds on Tuesday, but still warm with a high of 82. Rain's coming on Wednesday, and it's going to cool down. Showers that day and only 70, and then 69 with more showers on Thursday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And this morning in Provo 54, Ogden 56, and here in Salt Lake, just sunshine and 57 degrees.
Give us a couple of minutes. We'll check money news one more time before we head out for the weekend. KSL News Time, 8:52.
Oh, I love this time of year. You can feel it in the air. The weather is changing. It's going to be time here very quick, if not already, to get out on that motorcycle, get out on the four-wheeler. I mean, enjoy the, like with Dee and I, we have that little side-by-side Razor that we absolutely love. And we got it all at Stedman's, and they are ready right now to take care of you right there at 916 North Main Street in Tooele. I love the fact they've joked about this for years and years. They've been around 50 years. They say, you may think it's 300 miles to get out here to Stedman's, but we guarantee it's only 30 miles to get back. You know, there is this perception. It's so easy to get to Stedman's. It's so convenient. And boy, whatever you need, they'll take great care of you, just as they have taken care of our family. If they don't have it, they'll find it. They've got a 50-year legacy. Riding is part of the Stedman's family for generations. It should be part of yours, too. So join the Stedman's family in Tooele.
IVC has been the leading interventional vascular and vein center in Utah for over 15 years. So listen closely. This commercial could save your life. Have you heard of DVT?
This is a term for a blood clot in the major veins of the legs or arms. Once these blood clots develop, they can impede normal blood flow, causing extremity swelling, discomfort, and even chronic skin ulcers. While DVT is a fairly common condition, it's also very dangerous. If the clot breaks away and travels through your bloodstream, it could end up in the lungs as a pulmonary embolism, or PE, a potentially fatal condition. But here's the good news. IVC can help. The doctors at IVC are experts in the diagnosis and treatment of DVT. As IVC has been saying for years, life starts when the pain stops. IVC can also help with many other vascular disorders, including pelvic venous disorders, varicose veins, and poor circulation. Why wait? Visit iVein.com or call 801-379-6700 today for a free consultation. Telehealth consults are also available.
Who brought the sauce?
I brought the sauce.
Who made the sauce?
I made the sauce.
What's in the sauce?
I am the sauce.
Who brought the sauce?
Spilled the sauce? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading ordinary brand.
Who brought the sauce?
I brought the sauce.
Who made the sauce?
I made the sauce.
What's in the sauce?
I am the sauce.
Who brought the sauce? Okay.
Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by Trajan Wealth. Next year, a lot of gig workers out there are going to see tougher tax reporting standards to greatly expand how many 1099s are issued to those who make extra money in the gig economy. The tax change, it turns out, was buried inside of that American Rescue Act. The Form 1099-NEC is designed to streamline income reporting and applies to non-employee compensation of $600 or more.
The Treasury Department says there's been good progress in the distribution of rental assistance to help avert evictions. More than 16.5% of the tens of billions of dollars in federal assistance did reach tenants in August. That's compared to 11% a month earlier.
Utah tech advocacy group Silicon Slopes announces that Apple CEO Tim Cook is going to headline its annual summit next month in Salt Lake City. He's going to take the stage with Senator Mike Lee for a wide-ranging fireside chat on the opening day of the event, which happens at the Salt Palace Convention Center. The hybrid in-person and virtual event set for October 13th and 14th.
How cool is that?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Let's check your money at this moment. The Dow right now is down 31 points. We're at 34,732. The S&P is off 6 points, just a tenth of a percent. The NASDAQ is down 73. That's a half a percent.
We've also been keeping an eye on China today because they're a central bank said that all cryptocurrency-related transactions are illegal. And Bitcoin and a couple of the others, Ethereum, I think, was one of the others, were taking as much as an 8% hit earlier in the day. That'll be something to watch for the closing bell later this afternoon when Jeff Kaplan gets you home between 3 and 7 o'clock.
Hi, guys. It's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic. What I love most about my job is hearing the success stories of our patients. ED affects a man, his significant other, and the relationship. But after men have taken our treatments and seen their ED disappear, it's like they are a totally new person. Happiness improves and stress melts away. Wasatch Medical Clinic uses the most advanced and studied wave technology available, and it's helping men just like you every day. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED by treating the root cause of the problem, call us now, and not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces immediate results to intimacy. You're going to love that. And this week only, new patients get free blood work and free testosterone. This is an unheard of value, and it's totally free to those that call now. 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Guys, let's get that spark back. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic now to qualify. 801-901-8000.
NMLS 1817019.
LendRight Mortgage declares freedom from high rates and closing costs with the introduction of our Freedom Loan. What is a Freedom Loan? One, you pay zero closing costs. Two, you get a rate that's the same or lower than the rate other lenders charge you thousands in points and fees to get. The choice is clear. Pay thousands more than you should with another lender, or get the same or lower rate and have the Freedom Loan cover 100% of your closing costs. Act now. Freedom Loan APRs are as low as 1.92% for 8 to 15 year terms and 2.67% for 16 to 30 year terms. Call 801 Approve or visit LendRightMortgage.com. Get a Freedom Loan and say no to high rates and closing costs. Call 801 Approve or visit LendRightMortgage.com.
KSL's Unrivaled is proud to present the Tour de Fans, presented by General RV, the nation's largest family-owned RV dealer. Join us as we hit the road during the college football season, broadcasting live all over northern Utah. And when you catch us live, not only can you check out a luxury RV from General RV, you'll also get a chance to win tickets to BYU's next home game. To find us, follow KSL Unrivaled on Facebook or visit KSLNewsRadio.com. It's the Tour de Fans from General RV and KSL News Radio.
859 Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. And back to you, Andy.
Amanda, traffic good to go on North 15 from Draper to Salt Lake. We've got a little bit of heavy traffic on the east side of the valley along 45th South as you head towards Highland Drive in particular. And a few heavy spots on the west side just kind of scattered around. No particular area that you need to worry about, though. And no crashes, at least right now, to report in the Salt Lake Valley. Aubrey?
I-15 has a little stretch of slowing if you're traveling southbound just as you're making your way after the North Interchange, or sorry, just before the North Interchange into downtown Salt Lake. Other than that, things are looking really good in Weber and Davis County. Eric?
I-15 northbound, southbound looking good. Just some congestion on the city streets in Provo, 500 West and University Avenue, just south of 800 North in both cases. But that's about it. Got a pretty good drive down south. UDOT construction alert. Expect overnight lane closures on I-15 in Lehigh starting Sunday night and continuing through October. Southbound I-15 will be down to two lanes while crews apply new striping on the freeway. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Look for a high today of 80, and right now it's 57 downtown.
We'll be listening for you up on the hill tomorrow afternoon. Tim, have a great game.
Yeah, it's going to be a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday, Amanda.
And BYU starting at 6.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at KSLPodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.